Time for our latest edition of the season countdown series, the second of our BFL clubs, Ocean Grove, a ninth place finish in 2019. A year to forget for the Grubbers, of course. Jordan Jones appointed coach and then let go mid-season, but they've turned to a man who I believe might have been in for the job going into 2019 in the first place, so maybe the world has righted itself in some way. 4-14 was their win-loss record, and Pete Davey's been good enough to join us. Pete, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for a chance to talk about the Grubbers.
Am I right in saying you were in for the job going into 2019?
I was, yeah. Yeah, interviewed and, got picked by Geordie, which I understand. It's sort of, it's hard to get one pointers into the club, so, yeah.
But you found yourself with a job.
Yeah. Things worked out, sort of the stars aligned this year, yeah.
You also found a job in 2019 as well with Bacchus Marsh, coaching up in the Ballarat League. Talk to us about your footy journey and what's got you to this point.
Yeah, so started off in Canberra, coached a club there, the Widen Blues, for a couple of years, and then moved back to Melbourne with work and took on a job at Banyule in the Northern Footy League. Was there for a couple of years and moved down to Geelong, and that was I guess the end to Ocean Grove. I live in Leopold now. Yep. That didn't work out, and then I got a phone call from Bacchus Marsh at the last minute and asked to apply there and got the job, so yeah.
And you took over from a mate of mine in Travis Hodson at Bacchus Marsh.
Yeah, big shoes to fill. Travis had a very successful coaching career, and he's done very well.
Yep. I was going to say, you picked a bad year to coach Bacchus Marsh with all those roadworks between the prison and the Werribee turnoff.
That was actually part of the reason that I'm not there for the second year. Yeah. It was a horror trip. Yep.
Get taken out past the proving ground and the Yuyangs quite a bit as well.
Yeah, past the prison. Yeah. A lot of kangaroos, a lot of people doing silly things on the road out that way.
Yep. So you're coaching the Grubbers, as I said, coming off a tough 2019 season. Is this year about sort of, as I said, righting the ship a little bit?
Yeah, look, I think it's more about just trying to set the club up for the future. We've sort of not got a 1 or 2 year plan that I think a lot of clubs out there have. They're looking to win premierships straight away. We're looking to win premierships, but we want to win them 4, 5 in a row, like the club did 20 years ago. And we think we've got the kids to do it. We're just going to teach them a few things, get the culture of the place right, which is certainly I think there now. And we're sort of playing the long game rather than the short-term goal.
Yep. How far away do you think you are? How many years do you think you're going to need to be able to, I suppose, be a regular contender?
Yeah. Look, I'll sort of look at a three-year plan. The first year is about culture. Second year is about finals and getting experience. And the third year, trying to win it. Yep. So that's been sort of my philosophy at the clubs I've been at. And that's, fortunately, it's been fast-tracked in some of those places. So it can come around very, very quickly if you get those first couple of pieces right.
Yep. Some places, junior success translate to senior success. Some it doesn't, but the under-19s won the Division 2 flag last year with a very impressive group of youngsters, some who got some senior experience last year. Is that where you see some of that, I suppose, development coming from?
Absolutely. Realistically, I think that under-19 side was probably more akin to a Div 1 19 side. A lot of kids are going to come through there. And we looked at that crop coming through, and that's the group that we want to be playing senior footy straight away. And probably a lot of where the club's come from the last couple of years with not having a great deal of success, these kids aren't scarred by that. They've been successful in every age group that they've had coming through, and they've got no fears going out and playing senior footy now.
And to keep with that youth theme, you've gone with a young captain in Harry Walker.
Yeah, Harry's been fantastic. He's a real leader of action, not by words. So he just gets out and does all the work. He's running 25 kilometres a week. And letting the boys know and just leading by example. He's a ripper. Yeah.
Jake Ward also in that leadership group, your leading goal kicker from last year, Tom Hobbs, and Harry Dolly's made such an impression since coming from Newtown and Chilwell that he's straight into the leadership group as well.
Yeah, Harry's a star. I can't believe he only played a handful, 20 odd games at Newtown. He's come in and he's a fantastic player and he's a fantastic leader among the group. Yep.
What's been the focus of pre-season? What have you, I suppose, come in and gone, all right, we need to work on this? I suppose you had the added bonus of, although you weren't coaching in the region, you were living in the region and probably getting a chance to see footage and watch games and get a feel for what was going on at Ocean Grove.
Yeah, and funnily enough, just the process I went through last year made me sort of probably keep an eye out on how Ocean Grove were going, more so last year than probably a lot of other clubs. So I have seen a bit of footy in the area, but I think what we want to be known as, and I guess from the first night of our training program, we we want to be an outnumber side. We want to get extra numbers to the contest. So I've sort of said to our boys that there's going to be a dress code at the contest, and it's going to be red and white. So that's going to be our real focus, is to have enough run in the legs to get to every contest and then do something with it once we win it.
Yep. What's the buy-in been like from the players?
Unreal. Yeah. So we started off with 50 on the first night, and the least we've had on the track's 36. Yep. So, it's been outstanding. All the kids they're eager to learn. They know there's opportunities there. And I think a few of the older guys, I know guys like Corey Connor that last year battled on an ankle and fitness wasn't a huge priority for him. Yep. He's now doing all the running, and everybody's certainly on the same page with the direction that we're trying to take.
He really exploded onto the scene. I know he's in the veteran category as a footballer, but he made the move down from suburban Melbourne, and then I think he spent a few in the reserves, came into the ones and went whack.
Yeah,
people go, who's this Corey Connor?
Yeah, and look, it's not just what he does on field. He's a great... he's a school teacher, so he's a great communicator on the track. He's also a very funny guy, which you need those guys around the footy club to keep everyone together. So he's been fantastic.
We mentioned Harry Dolly. He's among your inclusions this year, but the big one, big, is Andrew Jarvis coming back to the club.
Yeah, it's when Jarv decided to come back, that was enormous. Yeah, I won't lie, I was pretty happy when I got that phone call.
Yep. Will he play predominantly in the ruck, or is there a chance, because he did obviously last year at South Barn, between him and Luke Davis, swung a bit forward and he was adept at being able to go forward and pluck a mark?
Yeah, no, look, our goal is to play him in the ruck. Yeah, he's got the fitness to run a lot of games out. So I guess my probably goal is that he rucks, and if he's tired, he'll come and have a spell, and then we'll get him back out there. He's just so important, rucking, that if we can keep him in there for as long as we can, that'll only benefit us.
Yep. Harley Pearce comes back from Drysdale. Lockie Bone up from Camperdown. Yep. Hampton League footy's probably just a shade stronger than Ballerine. What can you tell us about Lockie?
Yeah, so Lockie's a 50-60 game senior player in the Camperdown League, so he's only 20 years old. Big body. He's about 5'11", 6 foot, but stocky, big hips. So, yeah, we sort of see him playing a really pivotal role for us in the middle of the ground.
Yep.
We're obviously going to be very young, and those bodies need to mature in there, but he's certainly got a senior body ready to come in. Part of recruiting process has been that we want to get good people into the club, and he's a friend of one of the boys at the club anyway, so it was a great endorsement to get him in.
David Stretton has a pretty good CV coming into the comp. Obviously, time in the VFL with Williamstown, but most recently played in the flag with Shepparton in 2018.
Yeah, he won the flag that they shouldn't have won against Quayabram. Yep. Yeah. He's been unreal. Just his experience, and he sort of had a chat to me all in the preseason about what I want from him, and I want him to chip up whenever he can in conversations. And he's got a wealth of experience that he can share. So he's been unreal. Yep.
On the negative side, Luke Cartelli's returned back to Keilor.
Yep.
In the Essendon League, Justin Carey, probably was ready to phase out as he approaches 34, 35, go and play in the GDFL, which is fair enough. James Linton, I want to ask you about where's he at with his footy? Will you see him at any stage during 2020?
Yeah. So look, I hope so. James's body is recovering from I think. Sort of describes as a car accident with his hip injury. So he's had that surgery. We'd love to get him back mid-year. Whether that happens, we'll wait and see. But look, we're in regular contact, and we'll just wait and see how that body comes up. I imagine if we're going okay mid-year, that might give a bit of added incentive for him to come back.
Yep. Is it one of those ones that you gauge with him and go, look, right, hypothetically we're 4-8 and it's probably unlikely we're going to play finals. Do you try to still get him back because of the experience he can bring, or do you go, look, we think, we've lost four of these games by a couple of kicks. We think we're going to be better next year. We'll see you in October or November.
No, look, 100%. We want good people in the place, and Jimmy's a good person. And whether we're 10-0, 0-10, we want Jimmy back in the club.
Yep. The other one, remiss of me to mention, was Callie Williams, who's been such a warrior for Ocean Grove over the last 15 years, in almost 20 years. Spent some time at Leopold, but he'll be missed as well. I know his body's probably let him down a bit in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Look, all of those guys are probably at that age where they need to make a decision about what they want to do with their footy. And I think you're right with Kel. His body, I think he played four games last year. Yep. And we had a chat to him and said we'd love for him to stick around. But he's at that point where he probably wants to play GDFL and probably nurse himself through a little bit.
You got some boys at the Falcons?
Yeah. James Patterson's probably the big one.
As a 19-year-old?
Yeah, which, look, we've had a few conversations with James, and I've said personally to him, I hope we don't see him for the whole year, because that'll mean that it's working out for him on his footy pathway. But if the cards fall the grubber's way and he's available, I've guaranteed him a spot on the senior side whenever he is available.
Yep. You own probably the biggest ground in the competition. It's a similar dimensions to the MCG. The thing that Ocean Grove hasn't done in the time it's been there is turn it into a fortress. Yep. Is that something you need to do and go, we need to use this ground to our advantage?
Yeah, it's something I brought up in with our committee last year and with our boys from day one. And it's something we've certainly addressed over the pre-season. The boys are rock fit at the moment, and they've shown that in some of the testing that we've done so far.
Yep. It is a big ground.
It's huge.
Yeah. Does that dictate the style of play you'll play as well in terms of how you want to move the footy?
Not really. No, it's funny. People have sort of said, what brand of footy do you want to play? And like I said, it's more numbers at the contest and probably a contested style of footy, which is probably more suited for metro footy on the smaller grounds. But we think if we can win at the contest, we're going to have the fitness and to run, and then we can use the expanses of the ground. But our sole focus is just on winning that initial contest, and we'll get our ball movement and run going after that.
Yep. Jake Ward was your leading goal kicker, as I alluded to earlier, with 29 goals. All eyes are going to be on Tom Richardson.
Yeah.
He's still eligible for under-19s, I believe.
He is. Yeah, he's just turned 18, man child.
He's old man great of the club, kicked 100. People would love, I'm guessing people would love to see history repeat itself, but that's big darts to put on a young man. How will you, do you ease him into senior footy again this year, add to his five games he played last year?
Tom wouldn't let us ease him in. He said he wants to play full forward, and I'm happy to let him play full forward. I've spoken to him going up the ground to give him a run around every now and then.
Yep.
We certainly want to support him down there. We don't want an 18-year-old kid getting monstered by fullback. So we've put a few plans in place to help him out down there. Yep. But we think our forward line's going to be a strength, certainly for us, and Tom's going to play a part in that.
He'll get to a point, hopefully, that if he's half as good as the old man, he's going to play some good footy for your footy club.
We had some match simulation against Maribyrnong Park on Saturday, and he took three big grabs and kicked three goals from outside 50 against A-grade EDFL players.
Yep. You might not, if he does go well, you might not have him for long either.
Oh, look, Tom's loves Ocean Grove, and we've had a good chat to Tom and Adam early in the pre-season, and look, if he wanted to go and play higher at VFL level, we'd love for him to do that, but at the moment he's just indicated that Ocean Grove's where he loves to be. He loves playing with his mates, and that's exciting for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, the old man's still in good nick.
He is. He's a very imposing figure, is Adam.
You almost put him in the pocket beside him.
He works in the quarries, and he's... I think a few of the guys said he's bigger now than what he was when he was playing. So,
couple of practice matches. As you said, you had the match sim against Marby Park at the end of February. But Bacchus Marsh and Melton South both at Oakdean to get a couple of solid hit-outs of two Ballarat League clubs.
Yeah. So Bacchus Marsh, they'll certainly improve. They've picked up three VFL players. So they're going to be... they'll be up and about, and I think that's going to be a great test for us. I've obviously got a lot of friends there from last year that I've spoken to, and they're looking forward to it. And Melton South will be another one. They've picked up a couple of players from Port Melbourne, I certainly want to play sides from a different league, also at a decent level, and we certainly got that ticked off.
Yep. Let's look at your first month, Newcombe under lights again to start the season. Lost that game in round one last year in a very tight run match. And in the end, that probably had Ocean Grove on the back foot from the start. And that's probably where you don't want to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, I haven't looked really beyond round one, to be honest. Yep. And but it's certainly one. And we know that Newcombe, they'll be looking at this the same way, that it's a way to start their season on the right foot. Yep. So
I know why you're not looking past round one, because you've got three finalists in rounds two, three, and four.
Well, I know we've got Torquay round two, because I know we're playing that on Good Friday, but I generally don't know who we've got three and four.
Model Warrior round three.
Okay.
Ammo's round four.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
So you're, and then obviously Barwon Heads won't be too far away in the. Yeah. Are you looking forward to coaching in the Battle of the Bridges?
Absolutely. Yeah, that excites me. It's sort of from day one when I came in. A lot of the old guys that are part of the Coterie group, they've sort of mentioned, oh, yeah, you've got to get up for the Barwon Heads game. Yep. And the players have mentioned it as well. So, yeah, I've been a part of a few derby games in different leagues, and they're great spectacles, and we'll certainly look forward to it.
Well, Pete, we really look forward to season 2020 for the Ocean Grove Footy Club. 4-14 is not a place that the Grubbers are used to being. I think ninth place on the ladder is their lowest finish in probably the best part of 15 years, so it's somewhere you don't want to be in that towards that bomb shelter. So
certainly
good,
not.
Good luck in the climb out of it, and we really appreciate you coming in and joining us.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Pete Davey joining us on the season countdown from Ocean Grove. Next in our series, going to catch up with Aniki coach Chris Moore.